In his review, Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to go through Toulouse 3, Liverpool 2. Question came up for me, Neil, when I was prepping this agenda last night about team selection, in the sense of picking a team which is the right team to win a game versus picking a team based on people who need a game and, more importantly, people who could do without playing another game. And, I mean, it's quite a basic question in many forms, the idea that, you know, you take lads out, you put lads in, you rotate. But the example of Liverpool's two wide forwards last night was just one where it felt a little bit underthought. I think Diaz and Doug are probably Liverpool's two most orthodox wingers.
Yeah.
And I would argue that you don't get a lot of direct vertical play with them on the pitch. I think you can maybe make space for one of them, but I think two of them just changes the arc a little bit of how you play, and I think that maybe plays out in the first half. But like always, if Jürgen Klopp's sitting here, he's probably starting this conversation with, lad, what do you want me to do?
I think he is going to start the conversation with, lad, what do you want me to do? But I think there's a bit of an argument to say there's a minor problem, Jürgen, with what you actually end up doing. So this is my biggest concerns around last night, a couple of little areas where they remind you of last season. And there's one area involving the players which that reminds me of last season, which is that I think they're dreadful from the period at which it goes 1-0 to the period until it goes 2-0. I think that in different ways as well, I hasten to add, when it first goes 1-0, they're all hurt and scared, and when it goes 2-0, it goes a different way. There's something else, though, which in your lad, what do you want me to do point is, you end up using all five of your forwards anyway, and Ben Doak gets 45. You end up giving Salah 45 anyway, in the context of the way in which the game goes and the decisions that you make. And that is all just a little bit reminiscent of...
Yeah,
you saw
classic forced half-time sub of last year.
Exactly. And that is genuinely what sort of concerns me just a little bit. In that if you're going to need to give Salah 45 anyway, then there's a bit of an argument, and you end up using Jota, and you end up using Nunez, Gakpo gets as long as he gets, and Diaz gets as long as he gets, then was there a smarter way to do it? And I think that's sort of to your point on this, which is that he wants to have another little look at Doak and go from there. And there's also a universe where it just all goes swimmingly. Joe Gomez's header that hits the bar, hits the underside of the bar, goes over the line. Joe Gomez's first ever goal for Liverpool whilst wearing the captain's armbands. Liverpool then, Toulouse are demoralised. Liverpool find a way to make it 2-0. They don't play particularly well in this process, but guess what? It's 2-0 in 25 minutes, and it's all over by the shouting, and Kate Gordon comes on in the 89th minute and gets a little bit of a run around to commemorate his status of coming back from injury. And other things happen in the meantime, all very possible.